The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
We're gathered here today to celebrate our jubilarians' priesthood, their pearl of great price. Do you remember Jesus' parable about that the kingdom of heaven is like a man searching for a fine pearl? And who, upon finding it, goes and sells all that he has and buys it? Well, we priests spent years searching for the pearl that God has chosen for us, discerning our vocation. And upon finding it, we gave up everything to make it our own. This pearl is truly of great price. Celibacy is costly. Obedience is costly. Death to self is costly, which is why it's also so valuable. Thieves steal what is valuable. And so Satan tries to steal our priesthood. Hence Jesus' warning in today's gospel. Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and tear them to pieces. Now, this is not the gospel I picked out for this Mass. It's the one that simply came up today for today's liturgy. So the Lord provides us a little warning today. And in fact, we have seen this drama played out in the scandals of recent years, devastating the lives of vulnerable children and adults. Not only did those criminals trample what was holy, their own priesthood ended up torn to pieces. Hence the importance of protecting this pearl from all that might put it at risk. It's helpful to notice that a pearl is the product of irritation, which reminds us that faithfulness to our priesthood will not always be easy. You know how pearls are made. A grain of sand enters the oyster when the shell valves are open for feeding and becomes embedded between the shell and the soft skin of the oyster. The oyster then secretes a substance that coats the irritant, forming a pearl. Many of us experienced a call to the priesthood that was like that. Jesus just would not leave us in peace, especially when our shell was open and we let down our guard. He just kept tugging at our heart. And sometimes this was pretty irritating. But the Lord persisted and began to form a pearl within us. This process began before entering the seminary and has continued since ordination. Jesus turns every new challenge into an opportunity to make our pearl more beautiful. Even our stumbles, once we learn from them. Hence the importance of availing ourselves of all of the spiritual help available to us. A good confessor and spiritual director, daily Mass and holy hour, healthy friendships, avoidance of the near occasion of sin, and so on. Today we thank God for the opportunities that He gives us to grow in holiness, and we thank Him also for the challenges that He uses to form us into the kind of priests He wants us to be. This experience equips us to help others search for their pearl of great price, which is why the church, and also for them, it's precisely the irritating things in the lives of our parishioners, the crosses they bear, it's in that that their pearl will be found. They open their shell to us. They let down their guard to us, sharing very private matters with us. Their trust in us and their vulnerability is not only deeply touching, it also challenges us to serve them with a love that is ever more pure and innocent. And thus our own pearl grows more beautiful. We priests have the honor of serving the people that Jesus entrusts to our care, which is why the church asks us to die as a condition for ordination, to die to ourselves. That was the great price that Jesus paid for us. We lay prostrate before the altar during the litany of the saints as a visible sign that through ordination we die to this world. So, like Jesus, in whose priesthood we share, that we may also bring life to others. In baptism, we died sacramentally so that we might live. In ordination, we die so that others might live. And then Jesus sends us out into the world, into a world with a mission to redirect people to the narrow path that leads to life. And that will only happen if we remain on that narrow path ourselves. And so Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few."